You're listening to SBS News.
The World Health Organization has hailed unprecedented vaccination efforts around the world, which have seen the creation of COVID-19 vaccines in under a year. It comes exactly 1 year after the UN Health Agency was first notified about the virus by a scientist in China. Countries in Europe, North America, and the Middle East have begun mass inoculation drives to protect their citizens against coronavirus. WHO Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus is pushing for the fair distribution of vaccines to all nations.
Safe and effective vaccine rollout has started in a number of countries, which is an incredible scientific achievement. This is fantastic, but WHO will not rest until those in need everywhere in all countries have access to the new vaccines and are protected.
Novavax has begun late-stage trials of its vaccine candidate in the United States after delaying the study twice due to manufacturing issues. Up to 30,000 volunteers will participate as the American company attempts to catch up to other drug makers that have already had their vaccines approved. Novavax has already promised to supply millions of doses to several countries, including New Zealand, the United States, and the United Kingdom. Chief Executive Stanley Erck says unlike other vaccines, such as the Pfizer-BioNTech shot, Novavax does not need to be kept at ultra-cold temperatures.
We now have 6 months' data showing that it can be stored at just standard refrigerated temperatures, and that's going to make it much easier to be able to get distribution globally, which is why we have plants set up around the world.
An Indian drug manufacturer expects the COVID-19 vaccine developed by AstraZeneca and Oxford University will be approved in India and the UK within days. The Serum Institute of India says the licensing of the vaccine, which is 70 to 90% effective, could be approved by January. Serum Institute Chief Executive Adar Poonawalla says the company has already started manufacturing doses.
We've got 40 to 50 million doses already made. We're producing more every week. And once we get the regulatory approvals in a few days, I would say, then it'll be down to the government to decide how much they can take, how fast they can take it. And we're talking about, reaching at least 300 million doses by July 2021.
The first vaccinations in the European Union have got off to a rocky start as the bloc begins a campaign to inoculate all 450 million residents. Eight workers at an aged care home in northern Germany were injected with five times the recommended dose of Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, and four were hospitalised. In southern Germany, about 1,000 doses were sent back after it was found they may not have been kept sufficiently cold during transport. Administrator of the Lichtenfels district, Christian Meissner, says authorities could not risk using the vaccines.
BioNTech also said that it would be okay to vaccinate people, but to say it's okay is too weak a statement to be able to use that vaccine on people, and that's why we decided not to use it after careful consideration. These doses where we can't 100% rule out whether they'd been transported correctly, and we will not endanger the public's trust in the entire vaccination campaign by using it.
US President-elect Joe Biden is expected to use a wartime law to boost the country's vaccine production once he takes office next month. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports more than 2 million people have received their first shot, well below the government's goal of 20 million by the end of the month. A member of Mr. Biden's COVID-19 task force, Dr. Celine Gounder, has told CNBC the country needs to speed up testing and vaccine delivery.
You will see him invoking the Defense Production Act. The idea there is to make sure that the personal protective equipment, the test capacity, and the raw materials for the vaccines are produced in adequate supply so that those aren't limiting steps in all of this.
The United Kingdom has broken its coronavirus record, recording more than 40,000 new infections in a single day. The health service reports over 20,000 patients are being treated in hospital, higher than the 19,000 hospitalizations at the peak of the pandemic. Officials have blamed reporting delays over the holiday period, but admit the increase in infections is significant. Britain's health services chief, Simon Stevens, says the nation is back in the eye of the storm.
Sometimes the worst circumstances bring out the best in people. We've certainly seen that on the part of my colleagues across the health service, the fantastic intensive care nurses and doctors, the paramedics, the therapists, the porters, the cleaners, the entire team across the National Health Service.
It comes as media reports say around 200 Britons escaped mandatory quarantine at a Swiss ski resort. The Swiss government had ordered travellers from the UK and South Africa to isolate for 10 days, but tourists allegedly fled the village of Verbier before the end of quarantine. But the head of Verbier's tourism board, Simon Widget, insists most people went home legally and says the reports stigmatise the British.
It's true, it's extremely negative for those people and for the general image of the British. People once pointed their finger at the Chinese, then it was the Italians, the Spanish after that, other countries too. So, unfortunately, this is something that we have to put up with since the start of this pandemic, and we need to make do.
South Africa has reimposed harsh restrictions a day after reaching 1 million confirmed cases of COVID-19. President Cyril Ramaphosa has announced a ban on alcohol sales and an extension of the nighttime curfew. Mr. Ramaphosa says anyone caught in public without a mask faces a fine or criminal charge, including possible jail time.
From now on, it is compulsory for every person to wear a mask in a public space. A person who does not wear a mask covering over their nose and mouth in a public place will be committing an offence.
A Chinese citizen journalist who reported on the first coronavirus outbreak in Wuhan has been imprisoned for 4 years. A Chinese court found Zhang Zhan guilty of picking quarrels and provoking trouble. Her lawyer says the 37-year-old is being targeted for exercising her freedom of speech in a country without a free media. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Jennifer Liu, SBS News. We'll be right back.